And a very warm welcome back. Solara here, and we're well on our way now into 2026. How are you feeling? How are things going? Are you finding yourself wanting to create space for your manifesting practice, but you are feeling like you're being clubbed around the head by the universe, or you don't know where to start, or you just feel a little bit overwhelmed with the best practice and the best tools to use in order to achieve the dreams that you want to? That's why today we're going to be speaking about three tools that have absolutely stood the test of time. Because remember, the law of attraction is always working. It's constantly working, whether we think about it or not. The law of attraction says what we focus on expands, where attention goes, energy flows, what you focus on, you experience more of. And have you been finding yourself focusing more on what you don't want than what you do want? Then this is your reminder to realign your thoughts with your desired outcome. And that might mean getting out a journal and a pen and writing down a whole list of everything that you want to experience this year, because your dominant thoughts will create an emotional state, and an emotional state will also add to your dominant thoughts. So both influence each other in the way that you feel and the way that you see the world, and then the choices that you make and the opportunities that you notice as a result of it. Because remember, we're looking at the world through the lens of our emotions. I love working with the law of attraction. I've been working with it since 2003. I was at a really low point in my life. I was a single mom. I had money worries that kept me awake at night. I had relationships that just felt hard work and volatile. My health was struggling. I could go on and on and on. And I have to say, now where I am, years later, oh my goodness, I am literally in my dream life right now. And I wish that I could go back in time and say to that past me, you did it. Maybe there's a part of me that could feel that I always would. I don't know. But I'm here. I'm exactly where I want to be. And I still continue to grow and still continue to use the law of attraction. And I say that to inspire you. There might be times when you're questioning whether you have what it takes, whether the universe is even listening. Can you do it? Yes, you can. And yes, you do have what it takes. And yes, the universe does want you to have everything that you desire. And it's important to know that. It's also important to be an active participant in your experience and show up for yourself consistently is super, super important. It's about kind of gaining and creating that traction. That's why I want to share these tools with you today. So you can choose one and you can show up for it in the best way possible. You can do all of them if you like, but you can pick one and put your heart and your energy and your soul into it. And that's when you're going to start to notice some beautiful results in different areas of your life. I've been using it for love, money, relationships, health, wealth, holidays, healing, life purpose, you name it. And if I haven't got the results that I want, it's not because the law of attraction isn't working. It's because I have deeper healing work, because somewhere in my mind, in my body, and in my emotions, my nervous system, wherever it might be, I'm sabotaging my success somehow. That's why doing the deeper work alongside the planting of new seeds and the watering of this beautiful garden is so super important. What I do want to mention is that the law of attraction isn't about bypassing the real work. It doesn't mean you just think about what you want and the universe is just going to bring it to you on a plate. It's not about just getting loads of stuff for free and actually not doing anything. So it's not about laziness. It's not about greed. It's not a reward or punishment system either. It's certainly not about forcing results, but it is about learning and having fun and enjoying the process, learning how to work with your mind, how to heal your emotions, and how to do all of this on purpose so that you can move in the direction that you want to experience. Because let's face it, pushing and forcing doesn't get the results that we want. If it does get the results that we want, they're very temporary and they're hard work. And then we have another fear when we have them. So we cling on even more, worrying that we're going to lose what we've now got. And it just becomes hard work. So you can make a commitment in 2026 to have more fun, to enjoy it, to allow things to flow. Because the fact is, you can do this. You have got this. The universe wants to help you and will always bring you the right information and the right teachers at the right time to help you move to your next level. So the three tools we're going to be talking about today are scripting, gratitude, and visualization. Using these tools, it's going to be really important to use them in a way that feels natural, but also enjoyable. So it might take a little bit of practice, but you can certainly set that as an intention. So let's dive into visualization. It's a practice of mentally rehearsing the reality that you want to experience. So it's about getting clear on what you want and then mentally rehearsing it in your mind. Now, for those of you who don't visualize in the same way that others do, and it creates a lot of frustration for you, hold tight because I'm going to be addressing that. Visualization is where you create a scene in your mind of an outcome that you want to experience, but you do it as if it's already real, as if it's already happened. So it's almost like you're remembering a memory of something, so that your body and your emotions are almost like trying it on for size, if you like. Just like you go into a dress shop or a suit shop and you try something on, you go, oh yeah, I really like that. Or, oh no, I'm not too sure about that. Maybe I'll have something a little bit more like this or like that. Visualization can be really helpful for you to get clear on what it is that you want. It's like giving your subconscious mind a bit of a preview of the life that you want and that you're working towards. So this is the important bit. If you give your subconscious mind this preview and you're actually really enjoying it and you're eliciting all the feelings as if it has already happened and you're having fun with it, then your nervous system and your subconscious mind is going to stop treating it like a threat. Because remember, if you've listened to some of my other episodes, is if something is unfamiliar, whether it's good for you or not, your nervous system is going to find a way to block it. Not because you're doing anything wrong, but because it doesn't recognize it and it wants to help keep you safe, which is great for the stuff that you really don't want. A lot of the stuff we actually do want, we do want to experience deeper love, deeper connection, better health, more success, more living life on purpose and with passion. But if that reality that you desire is unfamiliar, your nervous system is going to close the door. And that's frustrating. And that's why I love visualization, because it helps to prepare your nervous system. It's showing your nervous system what it is that you desire in a way that when it comes, it's familiar to your nervous system. So your nervous system doesn't block it. So you're kind of training your nervous system in a way. And this is where everything that you want and everything that you desire, it becomes a genuine possibility. Rather than it just feeling like a pipe dream or some pretty pictures on your vision board that don't actually end up manifesting into anything, this is where they absolutely do. And it takes a little bit of training of your nervous system. And that's what visualization is all about. But it's not about forcing the universe or pleading with the universe or bargaining with the universe. It's not about pretending either, like happy, clappy, Pollyanna, that kind of toxic positivity that everything is perfect. Because when we force, when we bargain, when we pretend, the energy is very incongruent and more likely coming from a place of fear anyway. And of course, fear is low vibration and it attracts more of the same. So it's not about burying your head in the sand, but it is about training your focus. And when you repeatedly bring your attention to where you are going, not where you're coming from, so what you want rather than what you don't want, you start spotting opportunities. You have amazing ideas, you become super creative, and the right people come along your pathway at the perfect time. This is where you are synchronized with the universe. Everything happens in the perfect time and space sequence. You actually feel good about it as well. So if something doesn't happen straight away, you trust that everything's aligning in the perfect time, and you just enjoy the process leading up to your manifestation. So there's less sabotage, and there's more readiness and more results. Now, the bit that I mentioned earlier, for those of you who struggle with visualization, I know how frustrating it is because I've worked with many clients over time who have struggled with visualization. And you're not alone. Not everybody sees in pictures, and that's completely normal. Some people actually visualize through feelings, through sounds, through words, through body sensations. So if you don't get this clear movie picture in your head, you're not doing it wrong. And there's definitely not something wrong with you either. You just use whatever means your energy system likes to speak in. And we all have different ways that our energy likes to speak in. We all have our own unique formula that works for us. And you have your own language and your own formula that will absolutely help you manifest. So if visualization is not one of them, then that's okay. Don't dwell on it. We just close the door, find one that works. What some people do find useful is to focus on the feeling of the outcome. And I love this because if it's feeling first, manifestation second, as Andy Dooley says, then why don't we just jump straight to the feeling anyway? I mean, the visualization can help create the feeling, but if you can get to the feeling, then you're saving yourself a whole lot of time as well. So actually there's benefits to not being able to visualize. But for those of you that can visualize, it's making sure that you're also focusing on the feelings and you're doing your best to conjure up the feelings that you are eliciting from doing the visualization. So you can focus on the feeling of excitement if it's a new house that you want to manifest and you're walking through the front door for the first time, you put your keys in the lock, you open the door and you feel the thick pile carpet beneath your feet, or the smooth wooden flooring. It might also be a sense of relief that you've finally done it. I know some people who want to move out of their home with their parents. And I said to one of my clients, well, what would you feel if you manifested your own place? Like, just imagine you're there now. What do you feel? And she said, such a sense of relief. And it's that feeling of relief, which is a very, very powerful attractor. Also, let's just say you've paid off all your credit card debt. How does that feel? Just knowing that you have zero on your credit card, how does that feel? Feeling of gratitude. And again, it's relief. It just feels so good. Think of the thing that you want and focus on the feeling that you will have once you've got it. So if you can't visualize, then that's really okay, because we're working on feelings and people use visualization to help them create the feeling. So what you're doing is you're bypassing that and you're going straight to the feeling, like I said, because the universe speaks in emotions. And you do too, which is great. So the goal is definitely not perfect pictures at all. Now let's go into the second one. This is one of my favorites. I do a bit of scripting every single day and I absolutely love it. So this is the act of writing down everything that you want to experience as if it has already happened. So for example, every morning I will write down what I've achieved in my day as if I have already achieved it. So for example, the client coaching sessions that I have, the spacious lunch that I spend with my lovely dogs, sometimes go out for walks. I visualize all of that. And it's like, thank you for such a beautiful day. Great sessions where I help people to make powerful breakthroughs. Beautiful spacious lunch where I got to relax and listen to the birds and take the dogs for a walk and achieved so much in the afternoon, tick loads off my to-do list, feeling super productive. So whatever it is that you want to experience, you write it down as if it has already happened. And I love it when I look back and I go, oh, that happened. Yay. Sometimes not all the things happen, because I might throw in something that I want to manifest, whether it's opportunities to share my work further afield or anything else. I'll just throw something else in there that not always happens overnight. The universe is a bit like a kitchen, as Patricia Crane says in a book, Ordering from the Cosmic Kitchen. So you put your order in, and then some dishes have a few more ingredients. So it takes a little bit of extra time. But what you're doing is you're planting the seeds and you're having fun. So it's really important not to feel disheartened if you don't get the actual thing that you want in a certain space and time because of the seed planting part of this. This is all about energy building. It's really exciting because what you're writing down is popping a little seed in the ground. And then over time, every day, whether visualization or gratitude or other tools, you're watering that beautiful little seed. Eventually it pops through the soil. As you keep watering it, you keep enjoying it. It turns into a flower, a tree or a bush, whatever it is. So we're planting seeds in the scripting and we're having fun and enjoying the process. So scripting is about writing your goals, your dreams, your desires as if they have already happened. You can do it daily. You can do it monthly. You can do it quarterly. You can do it annually. And one way that I teach in my Law of Attraction teacher training is to write a letter to your fictitious pen pal. My fictitious pen pal is called Susie. And I'll write her a letter, like a little update, like, oh my goodness, Susie, you will never guess what's happened. And then I'll go into this big, long letter about every wonderful thing that's happened in my life. So all the stuff I want to manifest as if it has already happened. And I go into loads of detail, what I think, what I feel, the impact that it has here and there. I always feel so positive and uplifted once I've done that. So that's another great technique for those who don't necessarily get on with the visualization side of it. You can keep it as little or as long as you like as well. So in the morning, I just write 3 or 4 sentences. But there's also time where I'm like, right, I want to get into some more energy of this. I want to get into some more detail of this. I really want to kind of conjure up more energy. I want to feel this experience more. And that's when I might write a page of A4 or even more. So there's no right or wrong way to do it. You can keep it simple, keep it specific, or you can go into as much detail as you like. And the more fun that you have with this, the more your nervous system sees this as completely normal. And when the time comes for this to manifest in your reality, you're not going to sabotage it. So if you haven't tried scripting, I definitely recommend trying it. And you can enter into the scripting through "I'm so happy and grateful," and then finish that sentence. You can enter into it by the pen pal letter, which some people find a little bit easier to get into. And the main thing is not to overthink it. Now, the third one, which if you just did this one alone, your whole life would change. The attitude of gratitude. Those who have a grateful heart always attract more to be grateful for. And when gratitude becomes a habit, life starts to feel more abundant. It starts to feel more magical. You'll start to attract more and more and more to be grateful for. But what is the attitude of gratitude? So it's the habit of expressing sincere appreciation for the small things, the big things, and doing it regularly. So it doesn't just have to be a journaling technique in the morning or in the evening. You can do it throughout the day. If you're going for a walk and you notice how easy your body's moving, you can have some gratitude for that. If you have an extra 10 minutes just to sit and listen to the birds or speak to a friend that you haven't spoken to for a while, you can be grateful for that. If you're listening to this on your phone, you can be grateful for your phone, the internet, Spotify or Apple, whichever. The list is endless when you start tapping into gratitude. Some people will feel like they're in a place in their life where they say to me, "Oh, I don't feel like I've got anything to be grateful for right now." And that's such a shame, because I do believe that we have way more to be grateful than to be sorry for, always. And it's not about just focusing on the same things every day either. If somebody phones you out of the blue to ask you how you're doing, or you know that person like 5 years ago who bailed you out of a tricky spot, you can be grateful for that. So it's not just like a tick box experience either. It does need to be something that you're feeling. And I do have a 3-step gratitude process which can help with that. So for example, let's go with somebody helped you out a few years ago, you're in a real tight spot, and without them, the situation you were in would have been a lot worse. Having gratitude for that person, but not just thinking about that situation, thinking about why you're grateful for it. So the why is the energizer. The why is the activator. And of course, it's activating the feeling. Now, what we want to do is focus on 3 things in your past that you are really grateful for, because this energy of gratitude and appreciation, it lives in your system. You don't need to conjure it up. It's already there. We're just going to reawaken it, and we're going to bring it and make it more alive in our system so that we are emanating this feeling of gratitude. We're bringing it up so that we can live and experience it again. So that's step one, is focusing on 3 things that you're grateful for in the past and why you're grateful for them. Then the next step is what you're grateful for in this present moment and why. And again, this isn't even something that we have to fake. We don't even have to pretend. We have loads of things in our environment right here and in our life right now that we are so grateful for. And if they were taken away from us tomorrow, we would miss and we would wish we had have appreciated them more. So tap into those things, like, what am I grateful for right in this moment? And what I am so grateful for right in this moment is my home. It's peaceful. It's calming. It's in a beautiful part of the country. I feel so at ease here. And I'm grateful for it because it relaxes my nervous system. It leaves me with a sense of ease and feeling at peace. See, the why is the one that is activating more and more. So when you do that three times with three things you're grateful for in this present moment and why, you're stacking it now on top of the things that you were grateful for in the past. So now you've got all of this lovely, real, tangible energy. Now you can bring in the third step, three things you're grateful for in your future and why, as if they have already happened. So it's a little bit of a crossover with scripting here. So think about something that you want to manifest in your future. I was working with a client yesterday and she was saying that she wants to have four holidays this year and reeled off this amazing list: Australia, Bora Bora, Italy. I'm trying to think of the other things that she said. I said to her, now you can focus on them, the feeling as if they have already happened and having the gratitude for those as if you have already been on them. But why you're grateful for that? Why are you grateful for going to Lake Como in Italy? So the thing you're grateful for and then why you're grateful for it is the activator and the energizer. So your gratitude can be for the big things, for the small things, for the medium things. It can be for everyday wins. And sometimes that might just be getting out of bed because you don't feel great. And that's okay for that to be one of your gratitude. I'm so grateful that I got out of bed today and I got dressed because being up and about makes me feel more positive. Remember the why, that's the why. Now, all of this is going to change your point of attraction because if we go back to what we said in the beginning of this episode, what you focus on, you experience more of. What you focus on expands. And your energy then becomes more open and receptive. You're raising your vibrations. It helps you to feel better, regardless of anything. If you were to do a Google search, you'll actually find some super interesting articles and studies on gratitude and how gratitude can change your DNA, change how you feel on a cellular level. It's really interesting. There's a guy called Dr. David Hamilton. He's done a lot of work on this. He's also been on a Netflix series as well. I'd check out some of his stuff because, again, gratitude is not woo-woo. It's scientifically proven. It impacts us mentally, physically, emotionally, and it's a very, very powerful tool. And a tool like gratitude, it just helps us to feel better. And when we feel lighter, it's much easier to manifest because a lot of people try and manifest when they are feeling stressed out, whilst they're overwhelmed, whilst they're frustrated, and wonder why they just end up attracting more of the same. So gratitude is a really nice reset button for any manifesting practice. So with that in mind, you could actually start your gratitude first and then move on to scripting because that will create a really nice sound, fresh platform for you to build upon. And you may want to set yourself a little bit of a challenge for the next 21 days, for the rest of January or however long feels right for you. And you can either like choose one of these, your scripting, your gratitude, your visualization, using these really awesome tried and tested timeless techniques. Because what you put in, you will absolutely get out. And that is for certain. This isn't just something that I'm just saying on a podcast just to make you feel better. I'm living and breathing this and I see other people living and breathing it too. And if it's available for me, it's absolutely available for you as well. Just choose one and make a start on it. If you would like some one-to-one help, I'd absolutely love to support you. So feel free to reach out solara@solarastar.com or visit my website. I'll put some links in the show notes. If you would like a little read on how to reset your energy, I will pop a link to my free ebook as well. You can download that too if you want to take a little bit of a deeper dive. If you feel like you're kind of hitting a bit of a roadblock, you want to focus a little bit more on healing. And I've also got some guided meditations on Insight Timer to support you in your journey as well. I will be back with you the same time next week. I love being with you and sharing this wisdom and knowledge. And in the meantime, if you want to reach out and just let me know how these episodes have helped you, if there's anything else that you would like me to share, or if you have any questions, then I would absolutely love to hear from you. Solara@solarastar.com. Anyway, for now, I will be back with you same time next week. Take care. Lots of love. Speak to you soon.